Chapter 24, The Garden of Torah. In the secret place of prayer, I went for a walk with Jesus. He invited me to walk with him in his garden. It is the Garden of Torah. The four levels of Torah study are Peshat, the surface meaning, Remez, seeing what the scripture is hinting at, the shadow picture, Drash, looking for connections between one scripture passage to another, and Sod, the deepest level, decoding the Torah, the very heart of Torah. This spells out an acronym, PARDES, which in Hebrew means garden. The Torah is known as the tree of life. Here are some scriptures about the tree of life. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Genesis 2:9. Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retains her. Proverbs 3:13-18. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2:7. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Now let's come back to the vision. First, Jesus led me to a central pond with willows and cedars and maple trees all around it. We sat on a bench in the shade and just absorbed the sights and sounds. I saw and heard many exotic birds warbling and chirping. They were singing praises to the King. After a little while, we began walking. Jesus led me to some beautiful flower beds. Each one was in its own defined raised bed. The flowers had little faces on the petals. Each bed was singing together in unison. Jesus told me that there were 150 raised beds of flowers, one for each one of the psalms. As we passed by the first bed, these flowers were singing Psalm 1. We lingered and then moved on to the next flower bed. The singing voices from the first bed were no longer heard. Instead, I heard beautiful singing voices singing Psalm 2, coming from the second flower bed. Each bed was distinct and set apart from all the others. Some were all one color, deep purple. Others were a variety and mixture of shapes, sizes, and colors. Not all the flowers had the singing voices of a choir. Some of the sounds they made sounded like musical instruments, like a symphony, but unlike any instruments or voices I had ever heard before. Every one of the psalms was being sung. As soon as you passed one bed, the sound would stop, and as you came to the next bed of flowers, you heard the voices singing the next psalm. Next, Jesus led me to an ancient olive tree grove. He told me this was the wisdom grove. There were exactly 31 trees, one tree for each chapter in Proverbs. The first tree had fully ripe olives on it. Each olive had a little face on it. The first tree was reciting Proverbs chapter 1. Jesus and I sat under the shade of this first olive tree for a while, and we sat and listened to the wisdom of Proverbs 1 being spoken forth from the olive tree. Then we got up and moved on to the next tree and sat down. We listened to the olives on the tree recite Proverbs 2. Jesus said, I cursed the fig tree because it was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It represents mixture, Babylon and Esau. I don't want that tree in my garden anymore. It does not belong here. It was in the garden of Torah in the beginning with Adam and Eve because they were given a choice. They had a decision to make. So do you. Will you trust me? Will you follow me where I lead you? Will you obey me? Yes, Jesus, I have forsaken all to be here with you in this place. I choose you. I choose life. I choose to follow your Torah out of a heart of love and obedience. Next, he pointed off to the distance. Over there is the tree of life. It is planted beside a river. It is the river of life. Come with me. Let's walk over there. We walked that way and approached it. It was a massive tree with a sprawling upper canopy of branches. There were many birds on it, merrily chirping. The leaves were large, about the size of maple leaves. The cool of the shade beneath was very pleasant. I felt very safe, at peace, and secure under this tree. Beside the tree was the sound of a bubbling river. Even the water was singing praises to the king. There is so much joy in this place. You know how the scriptures say that the leaves from the tree of life bring healing to the nations? Jesus asks me from Revelation 22, verse 2. Yes, I want you to take that leaf over there, pluck it, and press it up against your heart. Tell me what you hear. This is what I heard as I pressed the leaf of this tree to my heart. I love you with an everlasting love. I am crazy in love with you, my sweet one, my beloved, my bride-to-be. I would climb the highest mountain, swim the depths of the deepest sea, go through a raging storm, run through a fiery inferno, fight off wild beasts and animals, and go to the darkest, deepest pit for you, my love. I have already laid down my life for you. I became naked. I, Jesus, became a curse for you, my beloved. I am in covenant with you. My love for you is steady, stable, sure, true, and for all eternity. It is a covenant signed in my own blood. May this love, my love, get deep inside of you. May my perfect love chase away and purge out all fear, all self-hatred, all rejection, and all abandonment. I love you with my whole being. It is an ocean. It is deep calling to deep. I invite you to love me back the way I love you. Come back often and walk with me in the garden of my Torah. Come again soon.